People have been talking about possible ways to end war for literally millennia at this point in history. To that end, Spotlighters Theater in Baltimore is presenting Aristophanes' Lysistrata from September 21st to October 14th. With me in the studio is the directing team for Lysistrata, Michael Blum and Darlene Harris. Welcome, both of you.
Hi, Diana.
You're using Aristophanes' original story in a contemporary translation by Sarah Rudin. Who is she?
Sarah Rudin is a scholar of early works. She has translated some Lives of Saints and also some classical plays. And she actually did this one about 15 years ago when she was in South Africa, and she was very much affected by the end of apartheid.
And Aristophanes wrote this in 411 BCE as a satire not just of war and ways to end it, but of his city and the lifestyle in the town, yes?
Well, the war had been going on for about over 20 years by then, the Peloponnesian War, Athens versus Sparta. It ended terribly about 8 years later. But by 411 BCE, Athens was reeling from defeat after defeat, and the city was almost bankrupt. And Aristophanes, the great comic ancient playwright, made fun of everything. The city, the customs, the middle class, the ruling class, the navy, the army, and he skewered them all with this play, coming up with the idea of a sex strike that the women of, not just of Athens, the idea the women of all of Greece under Lysistrata's leadership would put on a sex strike to force the men to stop the war. And at the same time, they also, in the play, take over the Acropolis, which in those days was the financial center of the Athenian Empire, where all the money was.
So you're using Sarah Rudin's text as is, but you're setting the play a little differently. This is not classical Greece, is it?
No, we are actually setting it in the late 1960s, the beginning of the hippie movement during the Cold War with Russia. So we're going to have our women as the suburban wives at the very beginning before they become radicalized and be the agents to stop the war, so to speak, in Athens. And the men will be soldiers throughout the latter part of the show who are off to war that the women try to convince to stop.
There are over 40 named characters in this play, but you have, what, 10 actors portraying them?
Yes. In the classic Greek comedies, there are always multiple characters throughout the show, and the playwrights wrote them that way. But a lot of the actors would play multiple characters throughout that show. One character will enter, and then once they exit, they are never seen again. So it's easy to double and triple roles amongst cast members.
And the cast members play instruments in addition to acting, don't they?
Yes, they do. Most of them do not have any kind of musical experience. So seeing them pick up this different form of art and really excel at it has been really, really great to see, especially just sitting in a director's seat when you get to see an entire show start to take shape. Just seeing the beginning stages of where they were and how leaps and bounds they've come since the beginning has been absolutely phenomenal.
I mean, the ancient Greek plays were sung. We aren't sure what the music was, but they were musicals in a way. So what, since we don't have any music, we added, and Darlene was instrumental in this, percussion.
This is Aristophanes' Lysistrata, translated by Sarah Rudin, running at Spotlighters Theater in Baltimore, September 21st through October 14th. There's information online at spotlighters.org, and the phone number is 410-752-1225. I've been speaking today with the director team for Lysistrata, Michael Blum and Darlene Harris. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.